This is Moshe Moskowitz. You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai. Today is July 22nd, 2005. Today, I want to talk about something very important, something that is just boiling my blood, okay? That's because there's a new weapon introduced by the U.S. military. I'm going to read you the story that's going to burn other people's blood in Iraq. It's going to boil some Iraqi blood. It is a microwave gun. We're going to go into this. But first, and it's just surreal. You know, I just couldn't fucking believe this microwave gun, you know. It's like something out of a science fiction movie. It's just unfucking real. But first, I have to berate my listeners in a really major way because they are assholes. Okay, I have nothing but disdain for my listeners. Okay, I don't understand. Are these people morons? Are you morons? Okay. You send me emails, you post things on my blog, you could see them, talkwarrior.com, all right? And you say these wonderful things, but when I ask you to do something very simple, which is to vote, okay, for my show, okay, at Podcast Alley, you can do that very easily by going to talkwarrior.com, going to the left-hand side of the menu, all right? Under the radio show category, you'll see vote for the podcast, all right? Two people in the entire history of this broadcast have voted for this show. And you know what? If you can't respect me, okay, then I don't see why I should respect you. Okay, so fuck you, all right? And I don't like to, I don't like to make threats, but you forced me into this. You left me with no other choice. I need to be respected. I don't like to be dissed. I don't think anyone likes to be dissed, but I won't stand for it, okay? There's two votes right now for my show. If there is not two more votes for this show, okay, by the time I do the next show, I am shutting down production of this show live from Mount Sinai for the rest of this month and for the rest of next month, at least. I might even shut it down indefinitely, okay? So there will be no more shows in the month of July, no more shows for the month of August, okay? Ball is in your court, okay? Now, let me just inject a little bit of, I want Johnny Cochran into this because you need a little Johnny Cochran. I want to stick this into your memory, okay? I want to make sure that your narrow little fucking brains, grasp this concept, okay? If my listeners are shit, Moshe's going to quit, okay? Again, if my listeners are shit, Moshe's going to quit. Okay? So there's your Johnny Cochran. You know what you're going to do, what you have to do. Don't compliment me. Don't write me emails. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in what you can do to support this show. I don't do this show out of the fucking, goodness of my heart. Okay? I don't do this show to hear myself, okay? You know, I originally did this show, okay? So to try to influence people, to try to get power, okay? Because there's a lot of evil going on in the government. I'm going to talk about some of it today. We've got a lot of evil coming down the road. We got suck up, spineless Democrats, okay? We got Hillary Clinton wanting to be president of the United States. She is the de facto front runner, okay? This is scary, okay? This is a woman, okay? This is an appeasing, placating Democrat, okay, that voted for the war against Iraq, and this is an evil war, and I'm going to just... I'm gonna read you a story. I think I'm gonna read you the whole thing because it's just unbelievable about this microwave gun. Okay, I'm trying to fight for you. Okay, I am trying to change some of the evil that has. I don't know. I'm not good with words. That is just permeating everything. That's the wrong word. I can't think of words at the top of my head. I can't even use cliches at the top of... I don't even know a cliche for this, you know? I can't even think of cliches. But, you know, we got some serious shit coming down the road. We got some major fucking fascism, okay? And the Democrats are the only thing that they could do is appease, okay? That's the solution, okay, to be Republicans. Okay? And we have to take a stand. I have to take a stand. I don't know about you people. Okay? But I need power. Okay? I need listeners. All right? If I can't have listeners, then I'm just wasting my time. Okay? I don't do, you know, there's so many jerk-offs that do podcasts, and, you know, it's such insipid shit that you wouldn't believe. Okay? And I don't understand that. I've never wanted to sound like an idiot. Okay? I normally sound like sort of an idiot because my IQ is under 100. It's 95. So I'm not a genius. But I never really wanted to just come on to a show and say random stupid shit. I wanted to do something to change things. Okay? But if you're not helping me to spread the word, well, fuck you. You're not worth it. Okay? So fuck you. If you can't help me, go fuck yourself. And I'm gonna go on to this story. I'm gonna take a break before I do that. Okay, there's one thing I forgot to say, and that is the virtual tour that I wanted to do that I've been talking about for the past few weeks has been canceled, and it's been canceled due to mechanical problems. I really don't have the money to purchase this equipment that I need to have good sound quality calling people on the phone, okay? So fuck it. There's nothing I can do about it now. All right, I'm sorry. I also want to just express my apology to Ernesto, who volunteered, who was really very very nice and volunteered to be on my virtual tour. I appreciate that. I'm gonna get on to the story. You know, my father calls me at like 12 o'clock every fucking night, okay? It's got to, you know, he always calls at the latest possible time, so I know that in like 15 minutes, I'm going to get that fucking ring and going to get interrupted, so I'm going to try to get as much as I can in, you know, while I have the, momentum. I'm it's late at night, and I'm stuttering a little bit because, you know, okay. This story, and I think I'm just going to read the whole story. Many people have read it, okay? Know about this? I don't know. But even if you have read this, okay, or you have heard about this, you need to hear it again, okay? You need, because this is just, you can't just, this is not something that you can. Okay, a microwave gun. The U.S. Army is testing out and will use in Iraq a microwave gun. Oh, okay. It's not something you can just let go. Okay? You know, this is not, you know, an episode of Laverne and Shirley. You know, it's not a rerun of Laverne and Shirley that you happen to watch in the middle of the night. Okay? This is serious shit. Okay? This story comes from the Los Angeles Times. It's titled "Scientists Concern by Gun on Tap for Iraq." All right. Doesn't say who it's written by. I'm never sure how to pronounce this. From Reuters, I think. Okay. July 21st, 2005. London. Scientists are questioning the safety of a microwave gun for riot control that is scheduled to be deployed in Iraq next year. The active denial system weapon, which has a Pentagon classification known as, quote, less than lethal, less lethal, unquote, would fire a microwave beam at rioters to cause heating and intolerable pain in less than 5 seconds. The idea is that people struck by the beam would rapidly try to move away from it, thereby causing the crowd to disperse. But New Scientist magazine reported Wednesday that during tests carried out at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico, participants playing the parts of rioters were told to remove their glasses and contact lenses to protect their eyes. In another test, they were also told to remove metal objects such as coins in clothing to avoid local hot spots developing on their skin. In a previous report on the plan to use the weapons, London's Telegraph newspaper said the beam was designed to penetrate the skin to a depth of less than a millimeter. It quoted Rich Garcia, a spokesman for the Air Force Research Laboratory in New Mexico, as saying, quote, "It just feels like your skin is on fire. But when you get out of the path of the beam or shut off the beam, everything goes back to normal. There's no residual pain," unquote. Questions were raised in the New Scientist article. Quote, "What happens if someone in a crowd is unable, for whatever reason, to move away from the beam?" Unquote. Asked Neil Davison, coordinator of a non-lethal weapons research project at Britain's Bradford University, unquote. Quoting again. I'm not sure if I unquoted the last one. Quoting now, "How do you ensure that the dose doesn't cross the threshold for permanent damage? Does the weapon cut out to prevent overexposure?" Unquote. The magazine said that a vehicle-mounted version of the weapon named Sheriff was scheduled for service in Iraq in 2006 and that officials were working on portable versions. Okay. One thing that they don't talk about, they don't, you know, they talked about the, I understand why these test subjects were asked to take out metal objects, okay, from their clothing. That's probably because, you know, metal is a good conductor, very good conductor of heat. For the same reason why you don't put metal objects into a microwave, because they get very hot and they could be, you know, they could just melt right through. It's a fire hazard, okay? But I imagine they don't really speculate here, but I imagine why they tell people to take off their contact lenses and their glasses, when they're talking about the test subject, is because this shit could actually melt the lenses of your contact lenses or glasses and damage your eyes. I imagine, I can only imagine, speculate that that is the reason, but man, this is some scary shit. This whole idea of microwaving human beings, okay? Now, let's just put this in perspective, okay? We're not microwaving hamburgers, hot dogs. You don't normally microwave hamburgers. Microwaves are for heating things. You don't normally, you know, we're not microwaving food, okay? We're not even microwaving livestock, okay? We are microwaving, okay, human beings. Human beings. I know that is difficult for I would say, the vast majority of Americans to accept, because I cannot understand how anyone could read an article like this and not be appalled and not say, you know, how can you do this to human beings? How could you shoot a microwave beam and heat, okay, cook human beings from the inside, okay? How could you, this, you know, the only way that I could see to rationalize this, since this is not done for rioters in the United States, the only rationalization that I can see for people that agree, that not necessarily agree, but don't seem to have any objections to this horrible, heinous weapon, you know, is that these people don't really consider Iraqis as people, and I believe that they consider them as sort of subhuman, proto-human, you know, not quite, you know, basically, you know, they probably view them as ignorant towheads that don't, you know, really, you know, they don't, you know, they're indispensable. You know, so it doesn't really matter. They're not real people. I can't see any other. I can't understand how. I don't. I'm trying to put myself into some of these people's shoes. This, you know, when we went to war, we talked about all the heinous evil. Crimes that you know, oh, you know, George Bush, and Bush is still saying this, oh, he gassed his own people, okay? But we are on the road. We are going to, we're not going to gas the Iraqis. We're going to do something equally as barbaric. And you know, just the technology of this really is even more insidious than poison gas. This is just exploit. I can't find a word for this. Okay, I'm speechless. I mean, it's just so I don't know. I can't find a word, okay? But you know, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say at this point, okay? Other than this is just unacceptable. And you know, I know that we shoot civilians, okay, and soldiers shoot civilians in Iraq, okay. I know that we bomb civilians. I'm not sure whether this is actually targeted or not. I believe in many cases it is targeted. Okay, but certainly we are killing Iraqis with conventional weapons. Okay, Iraqi civilians. Okay, and also we are killing the so-called insurgents. Okay, who are really let's just say it as it is. They are freedom fighters. Okay, they might not believe in the ideals of freedom as we understand them, but they are fighting for to be free from foreign intervention. Okay, so from that respect, they are freedom fighters. They are freedom fighters in the same way that the Americans were freedom fighters when we fought off the British Empire, the invaders from the British Empire, who were trying to exploit the colonies. Okay, I don't know. This is wrong. I know that we kill many Iraqis through conventional means, but this is just on par with, this is just, I don't know what the word is, a grotesque, garish, surreal, I don't know what the word is. There's a better word. A smarter person can come up with a better word, but this is really on par with a you know, this, you know, they you know, Colin Powell was he went to the UN, he remember, and he had that little stupid little glass thing of powder, and he says, like, one bottle of this could kill thousands and thousands. Okay, but I don't know, you know, I think that this is reality. That was fiction, okay? But I think that the reality of this weapon, okay, something so heinous and so evil, okay, is just as bad, okay, as these fictional weapons that Colin Powell was alluding to. This is just a horrible, and I think anyone using this weapons really should be arrested and tried in an international court. The people responsible for deploying these weapons, okay, and those people include Rummy, okay, George Bush, okay. These people, I believe, also should be arrested and brought before a court. An international court and tried for crimes against humanity. One of the big problems with this is that there, you know, the UN is made up of a bunch of pussies. I don't really know what else to say about this. You know, just wishing that these people were put on trial really doesn't do a fucking thing. Okay, I think that these people should already be put on trial, but that doesn't do anything. Okay, you know, you don't help me as listeners, and you know, so again, I have no power. I have no way of acquiring power because you don't help me, and I'm trying to fight these fuckers, okay? But I need your help, okay? The left hates me. They reject me. I don't know why that is. Okay? Maybe it's because I think for myself. Okay? You know, I don't worship any left-wing gods. Maybe because I'm my own man, and that's why. But I'm getting nowhere, and you know what? I'm getting nowhere talking about this. Okay, this is, you know, I've hit the brick wall, or whatever the cliched expression is that you know, I can't remember anymore. I'm gonna take another break. I'm in Ruyi. This is actually one of the best Chinese restaurants in the Boston area. It's in a very good part of town. It's in Newton. I actually live in Newton. I live in a good part of town, but I live in subsidized housing. But I live in a very nice neighborhood, fortunately. But anyways, I'm in Ruyi. And, you know, this is bench, okay, you know, near the counter where most people come to, like, take out Chinese food. And, I don't know, it could sit up maybe a few people, three people, you know. And so this is woman, right, you know, and she's like, hogging up the whole bench, man. She's like... And the reason is because she's in the fucking, meditation, okay? I know what a lotus position is. I've sat in a lotus. It's a horrible position to be in, believe me. After, 45 minutes, an hour in that position, you're crying. I am crying, but anyways, getting to my point, this was not Lotus as I know Lotus, okay? I'm nothing against, you know, people meditating in the privacy of their own room, but this was not even Lotus. This was yoga, okay? I know, because this is not normal meditation. This is some kind of weird pretzel lotus, okay? And it's weird because, like, her feet were sticking out in a funny way. This is, like, weird Indian yoga pretzel shit, okay? Look, I don't want to bash Indians. I have nothing against Indians. Okay, what I have, my problem is these, you know, first of all, you know, yoga, you know, anyone who practices yoga is a loser. This stuff, yoga was a fad in the 70s, in the late 60s, the 70s. No one does yoga anymore. It's dead. Okay? You're a loser, okay, if you do yoga. And the only people doing yoga is these yuppie assholes that hog up the whole fucking, you know, takeout bench because she's sitting in this weird, crazy lotus with her feet sticking out in opposite directions. Like, she looks like a weird, you know, fly. I don't know what, you know, it's not normal. And she's like taking up the whole bench, man. And she's like a yuppie. Okay? The only people doing this that could afford the luxury of these weird pretzel, weird yuppie shit are yuppies. Okay, I know I'm sort of repeating words, you know, I'm sort of like describing shit with like saying the same shit. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, get over it. You know, if you want to do this crazy lotus weird pretzel yoga shit, keep it in the home. Do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't invade my space with this weird shit. Okay? Keep it to yourself, you fucking yuppie losers. Actually, not what I am saying is not completely true. Actually, no. This, what I said about this weird yuppie woman was completely true. But I was in Florida once. In fact, the last time I was in Florida, and I was in a Walmart. I was standing outside of a Walmart, and it was this most unbelievable thing. This Walmart employee, and how much could they pay these people? $6-7 an hour? I don't know. I know it's not a lot. This is not a union job. Okay? She's just a cashier. All right? Or maybe she was like just one of those people that walk around Walmart and do shit. I don't know. And she is smoking a cigarette. Okay? And she is sitting in that... It's not lotus. It's some kind of weird pretzel lotus. Okay? It's not like you go into, a Zen place, and they're sitting lotus. And it looks like it's painful, okay? But it's not weird. You know? But she's sitting in this lotus position smoking a cigarette. I mean, smoking cigarettes is consistent with the working poor. Okay? But, you know, sitting in a lotus position is inconsistent with the working poor. So it was just very weird. And sort of, you know, it just goes to show you that there's not absolutes in anything. But, you know, most of these people are yuppie assholes. And I don't mind. Actually, if Walmart employees want to do this, that's okay. I don't mind. In fact, they're outside. You know, it's on Walmart property. Well, look, I don't mind if the working poor, they have the right to do this weird yoga, but if you don't work in Walmart, okay, don't get out of my face with the yoga. Okay? You know? So, you know, you get out of my face, you yoga, yogurt-eating, tree-hugging, granola-crunching, yuppie weirdos. Get out of my face, fuckers. Oh, okay. Let me see. What else we have? We will do, let me just say, you know, what do I watch? You know, I'm up half the night. In fact, I'm usually up all the night. And I turn on the tube and there's Bill O'Reilly flapping his mouth. And he's talking about, and in fact, he is debating. You know, he's got Barney Frank on the show, okay? And Barney Frank, he is my congressman, okay? And I always thought that this guy was, like, really intelligent. Like, one of the smartest guys there is. I should say one of the smartest people around. I don't want to make it into a guy thing. It's not a guy thing. But, I just had some water. But, Bill O'Reilly is telling Barney Frank how, you know, the church sex abuse scandals, and there was a number of scandals in the Boston area. There was a big Boston area. It's like a breeding ground for deviant sexual, predatory priests. But I don't know if it's a breeding ground, but, there's a lot of Catholics in Boston, and, you know, so that probably accounts for the disproportionate amount of abuse cases here. But anyways, Bill O'Reilly is telling Barney Frank how the sexual revolution and the liberal you know, the non-conservative ideas that sprung up in the 70s and the 60s were responsible for this explosion of sex abuse cases in the church. And, you know, I mean, I don't really know. You know, first let me say, it's like Barney Frank, you know, really wasn't. Yeah, I lost a lot of respect for Barney Frank because he's like arguing with like statistics and shit, you know. But it's just, you know, it's like, no, it's not true, you know. This is, you know, this blah blah blah, and you know, but you know, Bill O'Reilly is just talking out of his ass. I mean, this is the most stupidest argument I've ever heard of. Okay, it's like, you know. You know, I was recently watching Mission Impossible 2, okay? And it was just the most horrible movie. I think one of the most horrible movies I've ever seen. It was just awful. It was terrible. It was criminal terrible. Okay? It was just bad. It was you know, and it's like saying, you know, bad movies are a product of Reagan conservatism, okay, and you know, and Bill O'Reilly and all this shit, you know, it's just, you know, it's the same sort of argument, you know, it's just like, now we have all these bad movies, okay, and it's sort of like saying, well, okay, I'm going to blame it on someone, so I'm going to blame it on the, you know, like Bill O'Reilly, if something's wrong, you blame it on the liberals. I remember during the LA riots, okay? You know, soon as those rioters started, you know, burning down buildings and shit, Republicans came right out and said, this is an outcome of, you know, of 20 or 30 years of liberal policies and welfare. It's like, you know, this has nothing to do, okay? They're just pointing fingers. There's not a causal relationship. And you know, there's no cause and effect here. First of all, you know, what Barney Frank didn't say, okay? And let me just say that I came in the middle of this. Maybe Barney Frank did point this out. Well, was that, here's the thing. These sexual abuse cases probably have been going on since the beginning of time. Okay, or the beginning of the Catholic Church, okay, but no one reported them, okay, you know, that is the most plausible, okay, that is the most logical explanation, okay, for why there is all these, this influx of sex abuse cases, this explosion of sex abuse cases, you know. Priests have always been, I'm not saying all priests have, okay, but priests have always been abusing children, okay, from as far back as 2,000 years ago, okay, that is the most likely and logical explanation, and why don't you just, why don't people just say it, okay, and why don't people, you know, when someone is, you know, talking out of their ass, why don't you just say, Bill O'Reilly, you're talking out of your fucking ass, okay? But Barney Frank was, he was using facts, okay, the back of his argument and this and that, and it just seemed like he didn't have much of an argument, and I really lost a lot of respect for him. I'm sure he's a smart guy. He's probably, you know, I'm sure he's 100 times smarter than me, but I really was unimpressed by his, you know, I thought he could do a little better. I thought he was underachieving. Okay, I think that's enough, and I am going to, first I have to find my credits. I'm going to take a short break to find my credits, and I'm going to do the credits, and that's going to be it. Okay, I'm back. And I like to say again that the website is talkwarrior.com. Okay? And what you want to do, it's right on the left-hand side, the upper left-hand side of the website. There's a menu, and you'll see it, you know, it's right under the little podcast image, and it says vote for the podcast. It's also under, it says radio show. Okay, vote for the podcast, all right? Now, again, let me Johnny Cochran you. If my listeners are shit, Moshe's going to quit. Okay, and I mean this. Okay? If you can't scratch my back, all right, I'm not doing the show. Fuck you. Okay? You're going to be losers. Well, be losers. Okay? You know, it doesn't necessarily make you losers. Okay? But if you don't vote for me, but I think it makes you assholes. Okay, if you listen to the show, if you are here right now listening, all right, and you do not vote for me, you're a prick. All right, let me move on to the credits. Okay, I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. I'll see you again next week at Sunday, 4 o'clock. No, I don't. I'm just reading you this from a script. I'm like, now I'm like a, like, you know, you ever have like a telemarketer call you and they read this shit from a script, you know, and it's like, they're like robots. They're like, if you buy this product, you'll get this and that. And they just sound like retarded fucking idiots. And you feel like saying to them, don't you have any respect, have any dignity for yourself and your job? Okay. It's like, you know, why don't you like practice it, rehearse the script, okay, and sound, make it sound like it's not a script, okay, put a little emotion into it, you know, make me feel as though, you know, you have some respect for yourself, okay, and then, I would be more willing to buy whatever useless shit you have to sell me. But, you know, these people, these robots, and they have, you know, no respect for themselves. And I know that they probably don't make a lot of money. But still, you know, you have to have dignity, you know. And if you have a job, even if it's a job shoveling shit, you got to do it well. Okay, you have to be professional. Just like the way I do this show, professional. I'm like the biggest hypocrite in the world, all right? I'm not very professional when I do this show, but again, it's not a job, okay? But again, at this point in the credits, I'm supposed to, I say please go to our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. And again, you might wonder if no one votes for this podcast, if not, I need two voters. If no one votes, okay, you might wonder why there is no show. And now you know the reason why there is no show, okay, because you are assholes, okay? So if you want to see me again, you know, I might even just quit forever, okay? Because I don't want to take this shit. You know, I don't like the disrespect. You know, I'm just this unemployed, fool that lives in. I'm just a schlep that lives in, you know, subsidized housing, I'm nothing. I'm like the shit of flies. Let me see. I am like the shit of flies on shit. Yes. Yes. Even in my low status, and I also never get sex, but even in my low status and sexually deprived status. That's not really static, but condition. I still have a little, I still have respect for myself enough to say, enough is enough. You gotta scratch my back, okay? If I am going to, continue with this show, and because, again, I don't do, I'm not a total moron. I am a moron, but I'm not a total moron. I don't do, I have no interest in doing shows for the sake of doing shows, okay? I can't tell you my disdain for all these fucking banal, how do you pronounce that? You know, if you can't pronounce the word banal, you're pretty banal. I was actually, for I think for like 6 months of the show, I was calling it banal, because I've never pronounced it before. I've read it. I read the word, but again, you know, I need to have respect for myself, okay? I need dignity, okay? That's the only thing I have, is my little sliver of dignity, okay? That's you know, what I live for. Without that, you know, I would have nothing to live for, but I have my dignity, and so that's it. Okay, you gotta vote. You gotta help me out. You gotta not only that, but you gotta spread the word about the show. You gotta tell your friends. Okay, you gotta fucking call newspapers and you know, send out press releases. You know, and tell people about this crazy loony guy that does this show live from Mount Sinai. Okay, because you know. I cannot achieve cult status unless you assholes are willing to listen to me. Okay? I'm just a cult in my own mind if no one is listening to me. Okay? And I need people to listen to me. Okay? And I don't want to become a cult hero. That's not my mission. My mission is to fuck these assholes, okay, that these corrupt, evil assholes that are running our government, these right-wing assholes, okay, let me make it clear, right-wing assholes, okay, I think I blabbed on enough, see you later, maybe.